Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.
It's sort of rugby league news mixed with a little love news. Conrad Hurrell. Do you remember Conrad Hurrell? He played for the Titans. And when Jarryd Hayne was playing for the Titans, they had an interview together where, this is back in March 2017, and Conrad, single man, confessed his search for love and did, I guess, a bit of an advertisement for himself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Conrad Hurrell. I'm single and I'm a good boy. And I'm just looking for love to complete me and complete myself. And just looking out there, if you like to eat and I like to have romantic cuddles, and I like a long walk at the beach as well with my dog and you. So there's three of us. I'm very romantic. I like the sunrise and sunset. So if you're out there, yeah. I will complete you as well. Thank you.
I know what you're thinking. How could any woman resist that? It's just got the ultimate package, and you would be right, because it turns out Conrad Hurrell, he's found love. He's found bloody love. Beck Bates, her name is, from the Gold Coast. I've stalked her because I was like, who is this wonderful woman? And I tell you what, 10 out of 10, she is an absolute glamour. So for those single blokes out there, if you're on the hunt, just do a Conrad Hurrell advertisement for you.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
Scene here, you've decided to swing on through to Macca's. You're feeling a little hankering for a nugget or two. You drive on through and you get yourself a 10-nugget meal. Yeah, you get your 10-nugget meal home after you've eaten some of the chips on the drive home. You then start eating this pile of nuggets. You count them. Yep, you count them in your head. You then realize that you have got one extra nug in there. It's a celebration, isn't it? You've beaten the system. You've gotten an extra nugget in there. I actually had a story the other day where I got one of those $10 popcorn chickens from KFC. Found a nugget in the bottom. I win, KFC. I win this round. But an extra nug, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I often think, well, it might happen because they're rushing. It's fast food. So maybe they've just scooped one in there by accident. But a former McDonald's employee has become an online hero, an online sensation, if you will, after he has confessed to throwing in an extra nug with every single order over his 2.5 year tenure at McDonald's. I don't know how many bonus nugs that is for people. I think McDonald's are doing okay, so it'll be fine. But a bloke by the name of Cody took to Twitter and tweeted, I worked at McDonald's for 2.5 years and I put 11 nuggets in almost every 10-piece I made. There's, look, nothing more can really be said. He's done it.
JB's legend of the week.
Cody, you've done it. And now everyone feels like nuggets.
Get up with JB.
On Mount Isa's Hit 102.5.
League Lounge with Chris.
He's actually made the effort this week. It's a beautiful thing to not just be on the phone, but to be in the studio. Chris, welcome into the studio, mate. How's it feel?
Yeah, bloody good. Good morning,
JB. Why are you talking so quiet? You talk louder on the phone. Speak into the microphone. True. Don't be afraid of it.
Bit of a rookie, I'm guessing.
No, it's okay. You just speak. Just look at that thing and speak right into the furry piece. Now, mate, of course, we started as the League Lounge. Now it's more of like a sporting probe. We find out what's happening nationally, so what we're watching this weekend, and then something local, so what's happening in the region. So we'll start off with what's happening across Australia this weekend.
Yeah, look, I've got to apologise to the listeners. The integrity
already.
Of my segment. The integrity of my segment has been compromised. Last weekend I said that I'd be watching Australia-Pakistan, and that happens to be starting today in the Gabba.
I did figure that out after. I was like, okay, well, maybe he's got a pre-ticket. I don't know. He is a sport guy. I'll take his word for it.
I didn't want to watch the Australia A effort. That was a bit of a rough one. But in looking at the game, it's going to be a cracker. I want to see the opening ball. That Gabba pitch looks like, yeah, it's going to be a... I think I'd nickname it the Hulk.
Yeah.
It looks green and angry.
Now, I'm a little worried because, I don't know, since it's been compromised, we can't trust it. We don't know. Is it happening this weekend? Is it not? We don't know. It's part of the mystery.
I'll put it on the TV.
Could be. Could not be. We don't know.
My trust.
Yeah. Now, mate, locally, what's going on?
Locally, there's rugby this weekend.
Yeah,
As mostly always, but at the rugby grounds in town at 6 and 8 p.m. are the two games. I've got to say, it's a really good evening out. You know, there's beer, there's food cooked at the grounds. It, you know,
grounds had that upgrade only about, what, is that a year ago now?
Yeah, a year ago. And, I mean, they're just getting better and better. It's the games are actually getting better. There's more people getting down, and it's turning into a good little evening. And if you've got nothing to do Saturday night, get down there.
Yeah, 6 and 8 o'clock, the two games. Now, you dropped something. Now, we spoke about integrity of the segment. Is this sport? I don't know, but I'll take it because I think it's exciting stuff. Something to do with Lego.
Yeah, the students at Happy Valley State School have made a final in a robotics competition that's actually being held this weekend. They started in November 16 and, yeah, showed that they've got the goods, and their parents are flying them down, or everyone's chipping in to fly them down this weekend.
Oh, that is... If people want to chip in, can they still chip in?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they haven't asked for donations, but I think, you know, our community, we get around things like
that.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, they're just saying ring up the school and if you've got anything to help, and yeah, I hope the kids go well down there. It'll be an amazing learning experience.
And as Matty Johns would say,
better than Lego.
Cheers, Chris. We'll talk to you again next week, mate.
Excellent. Have a good weekend.
Get that and heaps more anytime, anywhere.
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.